Dr. Eugene Kane is the principal, and he's on the other end of our line. Dr. Kane, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. When I saw the story, I read that the third grade math and reading tested very high. Fourth grade math and reading tested very high. Same for fifth and sixth grade. When I see this coming from a Lansing Academy and I see the struggles where grades in public schools in Lansing are so challenged, what's the secret to your success?
Well, first of all, we are a public school. We just have that moniker charter before us, but we are a public school taking in kids from all over Greater Lansing. I think the secret to success is, number one, having a vision that you will be successful, and number two, working toward that vision. And I guess number three is just hard work and dedication and not looking at clocks and all of that stuff.
How do you change that culture? Because some of the teachers that you have and some of the kids that you have, I'm sure, were in negative cultures where they couldn't see the forest for the trees. How did you change that, and how do you set that environment?
Well, and that's the key, making the environment conducive for teachers to teach and for students to learn. We have a saying that all of our parents understand, kids understand this too, and our teachers. If you, the student, if you're keeping the teacher from teaching and your classmates from learning, you got to go. Simple as that. And then with the teachers, we monitor classrooms every day. Me or my director of curriculum, we're in classrooms every day. And so we know what's going on. We don't have to hear by the grapevine what's happening in a classroom. We know.
When I talk with officials from the American Federation of Teachers in Michigan or from the Michigan Education Association, they tell me we don't need more charter schools, that most of them fail. Do you get a sense that some public schools are afraid of charter schools, even though your academy is public, open to the public?
Well, I think what they also fail to understand is that when charter schools fail, they go out of business. And with your traditional public schools, seemingly they continue on forever, failure or not. And I think that members of the Federation and the Education Association have to own up to that. I think charter schools is just one of many different ways to get a handle on educating public school children.
Dr. Kane, I have to get to a hard news break here. Can I call you back in a few minutes? I've got two more questions for you. And the one question I want you to think about is as we talk about having our kids do better in school, how important is it that the parent partake in this? And how do you change the culture of parents who disassociate themselves for this? We'll talk about that question next.